whom his favour rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Karen. So good morning, everyone. For those that don't know me, my name is Sue, and it's a real honour and a privilege to be speaking this morning on the shepherds. But actually, our theme this Christmas at Holy Trinity is one of coming home. And when I started preparing and I started praying about this, there was something that came into my mind immediately, and that was when I walked through those doors 20 years ago. And there was a real sense of coming home, and I couldn't put it into words. I'd kind of been looking for a church on and off for about 3 years, actually, since I had my children. But the story didn't start there. The story started when I had my first child, and we came to a playgroup, and the playgroup was held in the hall, and it was called Trinity Toddlers, Colleen. And that was the start of my story. And Colleen would invite all the parents to come along to the church on Sunday. I'd heard the word, but I didn't act on it. But the seed was sown. And then it took about 3 years, and I walked through the door, and I really felt like I had come home. And of course, now I know that God, by his Holy Spirit, was working amongst me and our family. Well, the dictionary definition of home is the place where one lives permanently. Now, growing up, I 1 year moved 6 times, so I hadn't really known home. We just moved constantly, my mum, single parent. So it was really significant to have that feeling of coming home. I want that to be encouragement to you. So, the shepherds. Jesus came for everyone. And I love that the shepherds went just as they were. They didn't go and shower. They didn't go and trim their beards. They didn't go and get a haircut. Like me, I've been asked many a time this Christmas, "Are you ready?" I have not been ready. And actually, again, while praying for this service this morning, I was so struck by the shepherds going, "We've heard from the Lord. We've heard from the angel." And I kind of thought, I wonder what that looks like today. So I'm going to ask my angel to come up, my today's representation of an angel, and that's Keith. That is the heavenly host. Nice, yeah? And I wonder if somebody could dress Keith to make him look like a shining angel. Yes, Callum, would you mind? Yes, please. Yes, Matthew. I wonder if you could drape these around Keith to make him look like he's a bit shiny. There's some more here. Oh, and what else have I got? Yes? Maybe in a pocket. There's a pocket there on the side, if you could put that. So I want you all to imagine here that this is the angel. And then we've got the heavenly host shining around there. That's what's today. Maybe Keith can hold that if it's not going to stay up like that. Okay, looking angel-like? I think so. Thank you very much. You can sit down. So the shepherds in their field, and then all of a sudden, imagine your shepherds, all of a sudden an angel appears. Should we do a like that? Can we have our shepherd, Ian? Would you come up, please? A shepherd most definitely needs a sheep. Well, we're bringing it up to date, so he's not a hipster shepherd, you know, he's a shepherd. And a shepherd needs a crook. Now, I don't know, here's your crook. I don't know if you've heard this before, but actually, candy cane was purposely made to be in the shape of a crook. In about 16 something or other, somebody made it in Cologne, actually, in Germany. And when you turn it upside down, what's the initial?
J.
J for Jesus. So it was purposely made to look like a crook. So here's your crook. Angel, heavenly host.
An angel.
An angel. And the angel gives you good news. Ian, what are you going to do with that now? You're going to tell people about it. So I would love you to go and tell people the good news. We've got memory verse on there. Go and give a few people this, and you can go and sit down now. Thank you very much. Thank you. Good news. Ian's giving good news. Jesus came for everyone. Thank you, my love. Jesus came for everyone. Regardless of your age, regardless of what you do, as Niku prayed this morning, just as we are. I love also that the shepherds didn't consider where they were in position. I read one commentary that said the shepherds were actually despised. I don't know what they did to deserve that comment. But they didn't think, I'm not good enough. I can't go and tell people the good news about Jesus. And actually, I feel like that. I feel that I'm just not good enough. I felt for so many years I wasn't good enough to come to church. But Jesus, he doesn't see what's on the outside. He sees what's on the inside. In, I think it's 2 Samuel, it says, you know, God doesn't look on the outside. He looks on the inside. He sees our hearts. And the other thing is that not everyone, like the shepherds, can go out and tell, speak the good news. God knows us individually. He knows that not everyone will be able to stand up. But what he knows is that people can, as Ian demonstrated, he can give out something. And he will equip us for what we're doing. The shepherds were chosen to be the first people to hear the message. They didn't have training. And I suspect They were a bit fearful. Or were they? Because the Holy Spirit can give us something that will give us courage in order to tell the good news. I was recently at Holy Trinity School. We had a Christmas fair held there, and one of the things that was such a privilege and honour to do was hold a sensory prayer space. And it was a totally free thing, and there was the smell of hay, there was the smell of frankincense and myrrh, there were chocolate coins. Oh, which reminds me, I love sharing chocolate coins. I might do that in a minute. There were chocolate coins, but mostly what we wanted to do is to pray with people. Now, again, I stood at the doorway sometimes and kind of said, oh, it's a sentry, come in, do come in. And there was one child, one of our church members here, who stood in the corridor and spoke to literally every person that went past and said, come in for prayer, come in for prayer, come in for prayer. There are a few that said, yes, we'd love to. There were quite a few that said, no thanks. But was that child put off? No. They just kept persevering. And that taught me a huge lesson about when the shepherds went off, they just went off. God gives us everything in order to do that. Now, I need some help from someone down here. I'm really keen on memory verses and remembering the Bible. This is our sign. This is our sign that God has come to be with us. This is Emmanuel, God with us. So I need, how many have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can I have Madeleine? Would you like to come up? Yes, would you like to come up? Yes, would you like to come up? Yes, would you like to come up, Clarissa? Could you hold up this and this? Let everyone see it. Let everyone see it. I need one more. Yes, Callum, would you like to come up? Let everyone see it. Now, this is part of our verse from this morning. But we need to have it in order. So, the first one should start here, and then we'll go on from here. So the first part of the verse, but the angel said to them, who's got but the angel said to them? So if we come here, so if Madeleine, if you move up here, and let's have Abby there, holding that up. Can you read it, everyone? Can you say it together? But the angel said to them. Next one, do not be afraid. Have we got the right one? Madeleine, shall we hold that one up? Let's say together, do not be afraid. I bring good news. Who's got I bring good news? Here we go. So you come after Madeleine. You move up a little bit. No, you go there, Madeleine. And then you stand here. The next one, shall we say that together, by the way? I bring good news that will cause great joy. Who has got that? You've got that one? Shall we come here then, Callum? And then, shall we say together, that will bring joy. And then here, shall we close up? Hold up this one. For all the people, let's say that together. Hold it up high, nice and high. For all the people. Now, why don't we say that all together, all at once? But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Now, when I read that, is it just the people in this room here? No, no. Thank you, Abby, for confirming that. It is everyone. This is good news for everyone. Now, I've got to share out with everyone here, which we can do in a minute, that verse, Summer on a Star, and I want everyone to go away with this, remembering that God equips us. He says, do not be afraid. We've heard testimonies throughout the year of people talking about Jesus in their workplace. He tells us, do not be afraid. Thank you so much for assisting. But before you sit down, I think I did remember, did I say something about chocolate coins, gold? Thanks for your help. Here we are. Ooh, why don't you take a chocolate coin? Thank you for your help. You can take that with you, that bit of memory verse with you. Thank you, Clarissa. You can sit down now. But Jesus doesn't barge into our house. He doesn't barge into your lives. He opens his arms. There's a painting by, is it Holst, where there's a picture of Jesus standing on one side of the door, and the symbol is that we are on the other side of the door. But there isn't a handle on the side where Jesus is. The handle is on our side. In Revelation 3:20, it says, here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in. Jesus invites us to open the door to him. He's not going to barge into our lives. He wants you to open the door. And I find that really comforting for a lot of people, for myself as well, that he invites us. And as we've gathered here today, what we're saying is, we're inviting, we're opening that door, Jesus. As I come to a close now, I can't help reflecting on this year. And we've said a few goodbyes. And we've said a few hellos as well. I can't help reflecting on the work that's gone on here at Holy Trinity Church and the number of people that have heard the good news through all of the ministries that we run, through Riverbank, where I've heard a mum say, I don't know what I would have done without Riverbank. I've heard from people that are impacted by LVA, thank you so much. I don't know what I would have done without LVA. From Caris, from the prison ministries, the word is flowing out. So I want to thank you, all of you, for everything you've been involved in. What a blessing it's been to be a part of God's story, where everyone is hearing the message and saying, I have heard the good news. What a wonderful thing. So I'm just going to end with a prayer. And I don't know if you feel like you could open your arms, hands like this, and just as a symbol of receiving Jesus, just as the shepherds did. And a reminder that Jesus wants to make his home in us. Not so we can keep him to ourselves, but that we can go and tell everyone the good news. So with arms out, hands open. If you hear the voice of Jesus and his gentle knock on the door of your soul, be encouraged that he is patiently waiting for you and he will enter if you welcome him in. Lord, thank you so much for the gift of your salvation and your promise to enter in when we open the door. Please help me to respond with this gift and open the door for you today. He's waiting for you. Amen.